Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2013 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. In the midst of the holiday season, we can celebrate modestly improving commercial market fundamentals according to NAR's latest quarterly commercial forecast. NAR expects vacancy rates to decline in all four major commercial sectors, office, industrial, retail, and multifamily, over the next four quarters. For complete details of the forecast, go to realtor.org/commercial. We can also look with satisfaction to a number of accomplishments in 2012. First, in June, we were able to successfully gain a full five-year extension of the National Flood Insurance Program. This program provides access to affordable flood insurance for millions, including many business owners. Its extension is the culmination of a successful multi-year realtor campaign. Reauthorization means that business owners will continue to have access to the National Flood Insurance Program and not have to take their chances in the virtually non-existent private market for their flood insurance. Second, NAR made significant progress by holding back a proposal from the Financial Accounting Standards Board, or FASB, and the International Accounting Standards Board, or IASB. The proposed rules would have front-loaded assets and liabilities arising from lease contracts. This would ultimately hurt the bottom line of many businesses, especially in commercial real estate. NAR built a strong coalition with other industry organizations. We then got many members of Congress to contact FASB and IASB, asking them to reconsider their proposal. Because of NAR's actions, the two accounting boards listened and withdrew the proposed rules. I think we can all be proud of the work NAR has done here to push back on commercial realtors' behalf. We plan to keep ourselves in the middle of the conversation on lease accounting rules as it takes place. We will continue to ensure that when new lease accounting rules are issued, they will help, not hurt, commercial real estate. Next, we all know tight lending has been holding back the commercial real estate market. NAR has been working vigorously, regularly meeting on Capitol Hill to reiterate the need to increase liquidity in the marketplace. At the same time, we continue to sound the drum and encourage new sources of capital. One example is increased lending by credit unions. In 2012, our friend Senator Mark Udall from Colorado introduced a bill in the Senate that will do just that. The bill increases the cap on member business lending from 12.25% to 27.5% of total assets for well-capitalized credit unions. NAR will continue to urge the swift passage of this piece of legislation. We're hopeful it will pass in 2013. Stay tuned. As you can see, as a member of NAR, you are part of a unified voice for the commercial real estate industry that advocates for legislation on your behalf, such as the National Flood Insurance Program, and stops other proposals from taking shape as we did with this year's lease accounting rules. So what can we expect in 2013? Well, the three main problems in 2012, bank liquidity, an equity gap, and a contraction in small business lending, remain for 2013. However, NAR believes it will be a year where the focus is on creating policies and regulations that make sense for our industry and will help it continue to recover and prosper. Now, as I mentioned, we do anticipate some legislative activity on the credit union lending bill. Congress may also vote on legislation to extend the transaction account guarantee program for 2 years. This program will help to increase liquidity available to community banks. Lease accounting rules could be taken up again in the second quarter of 2013. We'll keep you informed as these and any other events unfold next year. Well, 2012 also brought some exciting new member benefits for commercial realtors. Most recently, in November, we saw the launch of the RPR commercial application. I had the opportunity to speak about RPR commercial at our annual conference in Orlando. I truly believe it is a valuable benefit for our members. RPR commercial gives realtors and only realtors an edge when it comes to searching properties, viewing property details, analyzing markets, and creating reports for your clients, all in one place. It's a great tool, and I urge you to see it for yourself at blog.narrpr.com/commercial. Next, 2012 marked NAR's new partnership with Xceligent that will provide a suite of commercial real estate information services and preferred pricing exclusively for NAR members. That means for the first time, realtors in the commercial sector will have a powerful alternative when it comes to how you research and market properties. As a commercial realtor, I see nothing but upside from this game-changing partnership. Finally, 2012 saw the merger of the Realtors Federal Credit Union with Northwest Federal Credit Union. Together, they offer virtual banking plus access to 4,600 brick-and-mortar service centers and thousands of ATMs nationwide. Best of all, they have money to lend at extremely competitive rates. They offer a number of financing options for owner-occupied commercial real estate nationwide, all without a prepayment penalty. So, join online today. It takes about 10 minutes. Go to realtorsfcu.org. All of these new member benefits are further examples of how NAR is working for you to transform our industry and provide value. But remember, you must take advantage. Think about it. At $120 a year, which is the cost of the NAR portion of your dues dollars, if you take advantage of any of our member benefits, you can easily make up the cost of membership right there. I encourage you, go to realtor.org and click on the Member Benefits tab to start taking advantage today. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure and join me on January 29th for my first podcast in 2013. In the meantime, be sure to go to realtor.org/commercial for all your commercial sector news and information. And don't forget to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. Have a great day, and I'd like to extend my best wishes to everyone for a happy and prosperous new year.